It was sticking out of the side of the hole, about a foot and a half from the bottom. He felt it with his hands. "What is it?" Zero asked. He could just feel a corner of it. Most of it was still buried. It had the cool, smooth texture of metal. "I think I might have found the treasure chest," he said. His voice was filled more with astonishment than with excitement. "Really?" asked Zero. "I think so," Stanley said. The hole was wide enough for him to hold the shovel lengthwise and dig sideways into the wall. He knew he had to dig very carefully. He didn't want the side of the hole to collapse along with the huge pile of dirt directly above it. He scraped at the dirt wall until he exposed one entire side of the box-like object. He ran his fingers over it. It felt to be about 8 inches tall and almost 2 feet wide. He had no way of knowing how far into the earth it extended. He tried pulling it out, but it wouldn't budge. He was afraid that the only way to get to it was to start back up at the surface and dig down. They didn't have time for that. "I'm going to try to dig a hole underneath it," he said. "Then maybe I can pull it down and slip it out." "Go for it," said Zero. Stanley jammed the shovel into the bottom edge of his hole and carefully began to dig a tunnel underneath the metal object. He hoped it didn't cave in. Occasionally he'd stop, stoop down, and try to feel the far